And on this note, I want to address an issue that has occupied a certain amount of controversy in recent weeks that many of our listeners are familiar with. On August 28th, during a show in which I spoke about the faith of Andrew Jackson, that was the topic, certain comments were made after the break, and I discussed the education background of Alan Kirshner and the fact that he has contributed to the research of Dr. James White. And without going into too many details, details which many of you are familiar with already, my comments had an inflammatory impact on some and were taken to mean something other than what I intended. And for this, I sincerely apologize both to Alan Kirshner and to Dr. James White. And I want to apologize to our audience for any confusion or discord that came about as a result. Now, just so you know, I have sent private apologies to both men before making this announcement today. My desire is to encourage, from this point forward, I hope, a God-fearing approach to our discussions, and I apologize for any comments that I've made at any point that fail to uphold that standard. Now, having said that, I must also say that my apology is not intended to justify those who may have insulted or slandered or falsely accused me or the supporters of our ministry in all of this. Not at all. But at this point, I choose to leave them to their own conscience before God and press on with the work I believe the Lord has given us to do. The scripture tells us, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And that is my reason for mentioning this today. I think that we ought to deal graciously with each other. I think we should be merciful to one another. And I think verse 32 in Ephesians 4, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.